Well, we'll start again here in Matthew chapter 5.
好，我们继续查考马太第五章。
And we have in verse 5, blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth.
第五节，温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。
Now, the interpretive question in this text is, what does gentle mean?
好，这个要解经的问题是，温柔到底是什么意思？
When we look at the original text,
当我们看原文啊，
the Greek,
希腊文，
it doesn't solve for us many problems.
是不替我们解决很多问题。
Usually the translation is gentle,
有些时候这个翻译成温柔，
or meek,
或者是温顺。
So, here's something that I want to teach you about Bible interpretation.
这里我教你一个解经的功课。
We have to look at the context,
我们必须要看上下前后文，
to determine what a certain word or verse means.
来解释这段经文里的这个字的意思是什么。
Now, let me give you an example of what I mean.
让我给你一个举个例子啊。
Let's say that you see a photograph of me.
譬如你看到我一张相片。
And I'm going like this.
我是这个样子，咔嚓。
Now,
好。
You don't see anything else around me.
你在我周围你看不到任何背景。
So there's no way for you to know what's going on.
所以你不明白为什么我会干这样子。
I could have just seen the Antichrist.
我可能就看到敌基督了。
I could have just seen my mother-in-law.
或者我看到我的岳母大人。
You have no idea.
你不知道为什么。
What's going on?
到底发生什么事？
Because you don't know the context.
因为你不知道我的背景，上下前后文。
That's how many false doctrines start.
所以很多的错误教导就这么开始。
You take a verse out of its context.
你把一段经文就断章取义。
All right, now, when we look at the original language.
当我们看原文啊。
And it's difficult for us to determine what's really the meaning here.
我们很难决定到底它什么意思。
And we look at the context.
但是当我们看这个背景。
The verses around it.
就是这段经文的上下前后文。
Still may be difficult.
也许还是很难理解。
But then we ask ourselves this question.
那我们就问自己这个问题了。
Does this kind of wording appear anywhere else in the Bible?
哎，在圣经里别处地方这样的话有没有出现过呢？
And especially here,
特别这里啊,
is Jesus drawing on something that's found in the Old Testament?
哎，耶稣在引用一些旧约的经文在说话。
And he is.
的确，他是在引用旧约。
So if you want to know what this word means,
所以如果你要明白这个字的意思,
go to Psalms 37.
就回到诗篇三十七篇喽。诗篇三十七篇。
Now what does Jesus say?
耶稣说什么？
Blessed are the meek.
温柔的人有福啦。
Or the gentle.
或是
谦卑的人。For they shall inherit the
earth. 他们必承受地土。
Now look in Psalms 37.
看看诗篇三十七篇。
Verse 11.
十一节。
But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
但谦卑的人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Look in verse 9.
再看第九节。
For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land.
因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
If we look in 37.
如果我们看看37篇。
It's describing a certain kind of man.
在形容一种特别的人啊。
And it's the kind of man Jesus is referring to in the Sermon on the Mount.
这就是在登山宝训所讲的这种人。
He's going to give us a definition of meek.
他就给我们了一个温柔的定义了。
So let's look at this chapter and see what it means to be a meek man.
所以我们看看这张经文啊，看看成为一个温柔的人是什么意思呢？
Look at verse 1.
再看第一节,
do not fret because of evildoers. Be not envious towards wrongdoers.
不要为作恶的心怀不平，也不要向那行不义的伸出嫉妒来。
What is a meek man like?
一个温柔的人什么样子啊?
He's not worried when he sees evildoers all around him.
当他看到一大堆作恶的人在他周围，他不担心。
He's not envious of sinners.
他也不会嫉妒那些犯罪的人。
He doesn't look around and see their fine cars and nice houses.
他不会, 看到他周围, 哇, 他们的大车子啊, 好, 好房子啊,
and he's envious.
然后就嫉妒了,
That's not how he is.
他不会嫉妒。
What does he realize?
他怎么认识呢? 认识什么呢?
Verse 2.
第二节。
For they will wither quickly like the grass and fade like the green herb.
因为他们如草快被割下，又如青菜快要枯干。
So he's not envious of sinners.
所以他不嫉妒罪人。
He's not envious of worldly people.
他也不嫉妒那些世上的人。
Why?
为什么?
Because he realizes that they will wither quickly like the grass and they will fade away.
因为他知道这些人就像花草一样，昙花一现，都会枯谢。
Instead of envying sinners,
他们与其嫉妒罪人。
Verse 3,
第三节。
He trusts in the Lord and do good, dwell in the land and cultivate faithfulness.
他依靠耶和华而行善，在地上住在地上，以他的信实为粮。
The righteous man,
义人。
The meek man,
那温柔的人。
He sees all these sinful people around him and they're prospering.
看到他周围这些作恶的人通达了。
He's not envious.
他不嫉妒。
Because he realizes they will fade away.
他知道这些人都要过去的。
But he,
但他自己呢?
He trusts in the Lord.
他信靠耶和华。
And he does what's good.
他行善。
And he dwells in the land.
他住在地上。
And the phrase here in Hebrew means he cultivates faithfulness.
啊，这里啊，以他的信实为粮，就是他不断的在发展，就是在不断的培养他的信实。
While other people are sowing seeds of sin,
当别人在种罪的种子。
And harvesting riches of this world,
而且在收割世上的财富，通达丰盛。
He's sowing seeds of righteousness and faithfulness. 他在
种那信实公义的种子。
Do you see?
看到没有？他打的是义
种。Now what else?
还有呢?
In verse 5.
第五节。
He commits his way to the Lord. He trusts also in him and he will do it.
他把他的事都交托耶和华并且依靠他他必成就。
Instead of trying to do worldly evil things to get ahead, he just commits his way to the Lord.
他不在那儿疯狂的要做世上的事啊，要在世上发达。他仅仅交托给主，把他自己生命交给主。
And in verse 6, what does it say?
六节说什么？
He knows that God will bring forth his righteousness as the light and his judgment as the noonday.
他知道神要使他的公义如光发出，使他的公平明如正午。
This kind of man that Jesus is talking about in Matthew 5:5.
这是马太福音第五章第五节所讲到的温柔的人。
He knows that sooner or later he will be vindicated by the Lord.
他知道迟早神会使他平反的。
And therefore in verse 7.
所以第七节。
He rests in the Lord and waits patiently for him. He does not fret because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who carries out wicked schemes.
他就默然地依靠耶和华，耐心地等候他，不因着那些道路通达的和那些恶魔从成就的心怀不平。
And this is how we're to be.
我们也当如此。
We're to rest in the Lord.
我们要安息在主里。
We're to wait patiently for Him.
我们要耐心地等候他。
And then verse 8.
好，第八节。
Cease from anger and forsake wrath and do not fret. It leads only to evil doing.
当止住怒气，离弃愤怒，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
The meek man does not get angry.
一个温柔的人不会轻易发怒。
And he doesn't cry out for vengeance.
他也不要报复人家。
When he sees the wicked prosper.
当他看到恶人通达的时候，他不会叫他们受报应。
And it says, "Do not fret; it only leads to evil doing."
所以说，当止住怒气，不要心怀不平，以致作恶。
He doesn't get all worried and angry and anxious and envious about the wicked.
他不会因着恶人心里头就焦急啊，难过啊，哎呀，愤愤不平啊。耿耿于怀不会
Why?
为什么
Verse 9.
第九节
For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land.
因为作恶的必被剪除，唯有等候耶和华的必承受地土。
You see this idea of inheriting the land.
你看这个承受地土的这个概念。
very Jewish idea.
是一个希伯来的犹太人的概念啊。
Has to do with the promised land.
这跟应许之地息息相关。
For us, it goes even beyond that.
对我们来说，甚至超越这个。
To the new heavens and the new earth.
这个应许之地指的是新天新地。
That those who are trusting and relying upon Christ.
那些信靠耶稣基督的人。
They may not prosper greatly in this present day.
也许他们在今生今世不见得会成功发达。
They may even be persecuted.
甚至会受逼迫。
They may see the evil prosper.
他们可能看到恶人通达，小人得志。
But when Christ returns,
但是当基督再来的时候,
they will inherit the earth.
他们必承受地土。
I can wait a few years.
我可以再多等几年，没问题。
I can wait even a few decades.
甚至多等几百年都没问题。
I can wait a lifetime.
我可以等一辈子都没问题。
In order to inherit the earth forever.
好能够永远地承受这个地土，等几十年不成问题。
But the wicked.
但是恶人呢?
They inherit the earth only for this small time.
他们仅仅短暂的时间能够承受地土。
One of the saddest passages in the Bible describes men this way.
圣经里头一段最悲惨的一段经文这么形容人类啊。
Men of this world.
世人啊。
Whose portion is in this life.
他们的祝福不过是在今生而已。
My portion.
而我的祝福呢?
Is coming with Christ.
是基督再来的时候。
In fact.
好，其实呢，
My portion is Christ.
我的产业就是基督。That's
as believers, that's what we want.
身为信徒，这是我们所。We
want Him.
所要的，我们要他。More
than land.
超过地图。More
than streets of gold.
超过什么黄金街。More
than gates of pearls.
超过金珍珠门。We
want Christ.
我们只要基督。His
presence.
他的同在就够。Now. 好。It
says.
这里说。
In verse 10,
第十节,
yet a little while and the wicked man will be no more, and you will look carefully for his place, and he will not be there.
还有片时，恶人要归于无有，你就要细查他住处，也要归于无有。How
true is that?
真是如此。
It's like I tell you young people, I've told you several times.
就像我曾经告诉你的年轻人很多次了。
I've lived long enough.
我活得够长了。
To see great men fall.
看到很多的所谓的伟人跌倒。
That when I, 30 years ago, when I was in my 20s.
30年前当我20多岁的时候。
Famous movie stars.
哇，那些著名的电影明星啊。
It was so beautiful.
哇，长得漂亮得不得了。
Now 30 years later.
30年后如今。
Some of them are dead.
有些人死了。
And all of them are pretty ugly.
其他的都是又丑又老。
Our men that were extremely rich.
哇，那些有钱人呐，从前的。
Are now dead.
如今死了。
Or poor.
或者贫穷了。
Do you see?
看到没有？
Verse 11.
十一节。
But the humble will inherit the land and will delight themselves in abundant prosperity.
但谦卑人必承受地土，以丰盛的平安为乐。
Who is the meek man?
谁是那温柔的人呢？
Ultimately, it's the man who trusts in God.
最终是那位信靠神的人。
And commits his way to God.
他把一切事都交托给神，那个人。
And believes what God says.
那个信靠神话语的人。
And therefore, he does not envy the wicked.
因此，他不会羡慕那些恶人。
He does not envy their prosperity.
不会嫉妒他们的成功发达。
He does good.
他行善。
And he waits for the Lord.
他等候耶和华。
Okay, let's go on.
好，我们继续。
Then he says, Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied.
那饥渴慕义的人有福了，因为他们必得饱足。第六节。
Now, hunger and thirst for righteousness.
对义又饥渴又渴慕。
What do you hunger for?
你所渴慕的是什么？
What do you thirst for?
你口渴，你所向往的是什么？
Some people hunger for food.
有些人要得食物，饥渴要得食物。
Of course we have to do that or we'll die.
我们必须要对食物有饥渴，要不然我们死定了。
We have to drink.
我们也必须喝水。
Or we'll die.
要不然会死掉啊。
But do you realize this?
但你知道吗？
Some people hunger and thirst for other things.
他们所饥渴的，所 渴求的是别的事。
They hunger and thirst for money.
他们渴慕得到钱。
They hunger and thirst for material things.
他们渴慕得到物质的丰富。
They hunger and thirst for cars.
他们渴慕得到车子。
And houses.
房子。
And clothes made by a certain person.
哇，这个哪个人做的名牌。
They hunger and thirst for watches.
他们想要得到像名表、名牌表。
And cell phones.
或者手机。
And computers.
还有什么 iPad、iPod。
They hunger and thirst for fame.
他们要这些，要得到名望。
They hunger and thirst for respect.
要别人的尊重。
Yes, there's all kinds of gods.
有不同的偶像啊。
All kinds of idols that men worship.
人所敬拜这些假神啊。
Ask yourself,What's most important in your Chinese culture?
扪心自问，我们中国人当中啊，最重要的那个偶像是什么？
What do you see people talking about the most?
你看老百姓讲的最多的。
What are they striving for the most?
他们最想要得到是什么？
Have you become like the Americans?
你是不是越来越美国化了？
Is it money?
是不是金钱啊？
Clothing?
衣服啊？
Houses?
房子啊？
Land?
地图啊？
Cars?
房地产啊？车子啊？
You see?
看到没有？
And clothes made by certain people.
还有那些名家名厂出产的衣服。
What are we to hunger and thirst for?
我们要饥渴，我们要渴慕什么呢？
Tells us here.
这里说了。
Hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义的人有福了。
Hunger and thirst for the kingdom of heaven to come.
渴慕神的国度领导。
For God's will to be done on earth as it is in heaven.
渴慕神的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。
For God's will to be done by us as it is in heaven.
神的旨意借着我们能够通行在地上。
To know God.
能够认识神。
Do you realize this?
你知道吗？
That very rarely in any church.
很少在任何教会。
Will you hear sermons about who is God?
你会听到有关到底神是谁的讲信息，听不到。
You'll hear sermons about prosperity.
你会听到怎么成功。
Not about God.
不是有关神的事。
How to get your best life now?
怎么样在世上实现你的理想。
But not about God.
不是神。
You hear sermons about blessing.
你听到有关祝福的信息。
But not about righteousness.
但是不是有关神的义。
Or holiness.
或者圣洁。
Or servanthood.
或者怎么服侍主，做仆人。没有。
You know that there are these prosperity preachers, especially on TV.
你知道这些成功神学家，尤其在电视上这些。
And it's literally disgusting.
简直这叫人恶心。
The things they say.
他们说的话。
The way they live,
他们生活的方式
it's blasphemy.
简直就是亵渎
And it's being taught in churches.
今天教会都在教导这样事
And you know, I used to feel sorry for people who were deceived by that.
我从前，我现在还是了，对那些被迷惑的人，我很同情他们。
But now I realize something.
但现在我恍然大悟一件事。
They follow those kind of preachers.
你知道这些人要跟随这样的传道人，为什么？
Because they want the same thing those preachers want.
因为他们想要得到那些传道人所有的东西。
They want money.
他们也要钱。
They want an easy life.
他们也要今生今世舒舒服服。
They want everything in this world.
他们想要得到今生的满足。
And if God can give it to them, they want God.
如果神能把这些东西给他们，他们也要神。
They don't want Jesus.
但他们不要耶稣。
They don't want the real God.
不要那真正的神。
And if someone gets converted in that mess,
如果在那个乱七八糟的混乱当中有人得救的话，
their desires will change.
他们的渴慕会改变。
And they'll say, I don't want this anymore.
说我不愿意再要这些地上东西。
I just want Jesus.
我只要耶稣就够了。
I don't want your prosperity.
我不要你的成功发达。
I don't want your talk about all these things.
我不要你成天讲这些玩意。
I don't want just activities.
我不要这些活动。
I want to hear about Jesus.
我只要听到耶稣。
Hunger and thirst for righteousness.
饥渴慕义。
What do you hunger and thirst for?
你所渴慕的是什么？
I'm going to tell you a story. It's kind of funny.
我跟你讲一个很有趣的故事了。
I had this professor in seminary.
我在神学院里头有一个教授。
and a very godly man.
他是一个很敬虔的人。
And whenever I was down, I'd go see him.
每次我觉得灰心，我就去找他。
And one day I walked in.
有一次我进到他的办公室啊。
Just feeling horrible.
觉得好失望啊。
And he looked at me.
他看着我。
And he'd always go like this.
他总是这样子看我。
Paul.
保罗。
What's wrong now?
这又咋回事了？
And so I sat down.
然后我坐下来。
And I said, Dr. Hunt.
我说，医生。
I want to be more righteous.
我愿意更加圣洁。
I want to be more like Jesus.
我要更像耶稣。
I'm so sinful sometimes.
有时候我真是犯罪。
And I don't read the Bible like I should.
我没有照着我该读圣经的。
And I don't pray like I should.
我也没有好好读。
I want to be more like Christ.
我愿意更像基督。
And he just looked at me.
他看着我。
And then he stood up.
然后他站起来。
And he walked over.
他走来。
And he put both his hands on my shoulders.
他把他的双手放在我肩膀上。
And he said this.
他说。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I pronounce you blessed.
耶稣基督的名，我宣告你是有福的。
And I'm like,
我说。
What was that about?
这干啥你？
And he said this to me.
他跟我说。
Paul, you walked in my office today.
保罗，今天你来到我办公室。
Hungry and thirsty.
你渴慕饥渴。
You want to be more righteous.
你愿意越来越公义。
But instead of seeing that that's a mark of being blessed by God.
但是你没有看到这是被神祝福的一个标志。
You're allowing the devil to condemn you.
相反的，你让撒旦魔鬼控告你。
If you walked in here content today,
如果你今天来到这欢欢喜喜、平平安安的话
，without any hunger or thirst for righteousness,
你没有任何饥渴慕义的心的话
，I would wonder if you were even a Christian.
我会怀疑你是不是个基督徒。
Now he said, "Go in peace."
他说你平平安安的去吧。
Study the word.
好好研究神的
话。Pray.
祷告。
Continue going.
继续向前走，
continue walking.
继续与神同行。
Hungering and thirsting.For righteousness. And what does it say about those?
好，这些人怎么样？
They shall be satisfied.
他们必得饱足。
Look at that word.
看看这个字。
Satisfied.
饱足。
How many people on this planet do you know that are truly satisfied?
在这个世界上，你认识多少人真正是满足的？
How often are you satisfied?
你呢？你多长时间是满足的？
Maybe it's because we're eating the wrong things.
也许我们吃错东西了，吃错药。
We're hungering for the wrong things.
我们饥渴别的东西。
With my children, we're studying through the book of Ecclesiastes right now.
我跟我孩子现在正在查考传道书。
And they're really seeing something.
他们学到很多东西。
Solomon was the richest man that will ever be.
哦，所罗门是全世界最富足的人。
He was the most famous man.
他也是世上最有名的。
The most powerful man.
最有权柄的。
The most handsome man.
最靓仔的，最英俊的。
And had more wives than anybody.
他有妻子超过任何人。
Of course, that's debatable whether or not that's a blessing.
当然不知道那到底是不是祝福啊？那么多妻子，麻烦。
And they realize they're not going to be as great as him.
他们知道他们不可能像所罗门一样伟大。
And yet he said everything is vanity.
但是他说这一切都虚空的，虚空的，虚空。
All of it.
一切都是
vanity.
虚空。
You see that?
看到吗
？Does not satisfy.
这一切不能满足。
Let me tell you something else.
让我再告诉你一件事。
Ministry doesn't satisfy.
服侍主也不能满足你。
What satisfies?
什么能满足
？Christ.
基督。
Christ.
基督。
A relationship with Christ.
我们与基督的关系。
And growing in that relationship with Christ.
跟基督的关系越来越亲密的成长，靠近。
Now, let's go on.
好，继续。
Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy.
怜悯人的有福了，因为他们必蒙怜恤。
This word is for the most part used with regard to God.
这个词啊，怜恤大多数情况是讲到神的。
With regard to a superior looking at an inferior,
是一个高级的人在垂顾低级的。
And especially an inferior who has disobeyed the superior.
特别是当这个低级的反叛了那高级或者不听高级的话的时候。
And yet showing kindness and not giving the inferior what he deserves.
而这个在上的呢却恩待在下的没有给他当得的报应。
There are many admonitions in the scriptures for us to be merciful.
圣经里头有很多教导我们劝诫我们要怜悯人的话语。
You would think that we would never have to be told that we should be merciful.
你可能会以为没必要再讲你要怜恤人嘛，圣经很清楚了。
We killed God's son.
我们杀了神的儿子，谋杀他。
And he was merciful.
他却连续了我们。
As a matter of fact, he used that as the means.
其实 他借着我们的谋杀带来了他的连续。
We have broken every law God ever gave.
神所立的律法我们条条都犯了。
And yet he shows mercy.
但是他仍然赐我们怜悯。
How can we not show mercy to someone else?
我们怎能不怜悯别人呢？
Do you see that?
看到吗?
We must show mercy.
我们必须要怜悯人。
And yet,
但是,
we must show mercy with truth.
我们同时也要带着真理。
And with love.
也要带着爱心。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子啊。
There's someone in the church that's sinning.
教会里头有人犯罪了。
And we say, we must be merciful.
我们说,我们必须要怜悯他,要怜恤他。
That doesn't mean that we don't confront him with his sin.
这意思不是说我们不去面对他的罪，指出他的罪。
If we really show mercy,
我们真正要连续人的话，
we will not let that person continue in their sin.
我们就不能容让那个人继续在罪中。
We will tell them, you are wrong.
我们会告诉他，哎，你错了。
And if we're merciful,
如果我们有连续的心的话，
they may even have to be disciplined by the church.
他们可能还会受教会纪律的处分。
According to Matthew 18,
根据马太十八章。
So that they might repent.
好叫他们悔改。
Do you see that?
看到吗?
Mercy doesn't mean you just allow people to continue on in their sin.
怜悯不是说你允许别人睁一眼闭一眼，让他们继续犯罪下去。
The most loving thing we can do
我们能够做的最有爱心的事
is speak the truth in love.
是用爱心说诚实话面对他们。
Let me share you an example, give you an example from the parent-child relationship.
让我从父母跟儿女的关系啊，举个例子。
Many parents will tell me, I can't discipline my child because I love him too much.
有些父母跟我讲，我不能够打我孩子，因为我太爱他了，舍不得。
That's a lie.
这是个谎言。
That's a lie.
谎言。
You don't love more than God.
你不可能比神更爱他。
And God disciplines.
神还管教呢。
Because he loves.
因为他爱，所以他管教。
You don't discipline your child, not because you love your child so much.
你之所以不管教你孩子，不是因为你太爱他。
You don't discipline your child because you love you so much.
You don't.
You do not discipline your child because of the love you have for yourself.
你不管教孩子，其实因为是你爱自己太多了。
You don't discipline your child because you want that child to like you.
你之所以不管教他，因为你要孩子喜欢你。
You want that child to think good about you.
你要那个孩子对你有好感。
But if you truly love,
但如果你真爱，
you will not allow the child to continue in disobedience.
你就不会允许那个孩子继续。
If you truly love a brother and sister in Christ,
如果你真正爱一个弟兄，真正爱一个弟兄姊妹，
you will not allow them to continue on in their sin.
你不会容让他们继续在罪中下去。
Do you see that?
看到吗？
There is so much in the Bible that's no longer practiced in churches.
今天教会里, 圣经里头很多东西不在教会里头实行出来了。
My favorite area of study are the reformers.
我最喜欢查考的就是这些改革中的。
So we have the great reformers.
就是这些改革的这些人，这些伟大的改教者。
Luther.
马丁路德。
Calvin.
加尔文。
Those kinds of giants.
这些属灵的伟人。
Then after them we have men like the Puritans.
之后我们还有这些清教徒。
And those who continue on with the Reformed tradition.
他们继续改革下去。
If they were to come back from the dead.
如果他们今天从死里复活来到我们当中。
And see.
看到。
Us today.
我们今天。
What would they think?
这样的情况他们会怎么说?
The battles they fought.
他们从前打过的仗。
So that the church would do what the Bible says.
好像教会回归圣经。
But now we do so little of what the Bible says.
如今我们几乎不再施行圣经的教导了。
The Reformation began.
改教开始。
Because these men rediscovered the scriptures.
因为这些人又回归圣经，又发现圣经的真理。
But now today,
在今天呢?
Less and less scripture in the church.
教会里头越来越少圣经了。
And so we do not practice what ought to be practiced.
我们不再施行我们应当施行的圣经真理。
And we do not biblically love.
我们不再按着圣经去爱了。
To love someone,
要爱一个人,
is to act biblically toward them.
就是要照着圣经对待他。
So we must be merciful.
当然我们必须要怜悯。
We must forgive.
我们必须赦免。
But we must also point out error and sin.
但是我们也必须同时要指出罪恶。
But always do it in love.
但是本着爱心去做。
Now, blessed are the pure in heart.
继续。 清心的人有福了。
For they shall see God.
因为他们必得见神。
Now, you think pure in heart, you're probably thinking of white purity.
当你想到清心啊, 你可能想到纯洁,毫无瑕疵,白的。
And that idea is there.
当然有这个意思啊,
but the word really means unalloyed.
其实这个清新的意思啊,是没有任何的杂质。
It means without mixture.
就是没有任何的里头的掺杂的东西,没水分。
For example, if you have gold,
比如说你有金子,
what would the ancients do?
古人会怎么做呢?
They would melt it.
他们把它融掉。
In a hot fire.
在很热的,
and then when it was in its liquid form,
火里头, 当它变成液体了,
the gold is heavy,
因为金子很重了,
so it would go to the bottom of the pot,
就会沉到这个底里,
and the impurities would be on top,
那些杂质, 杂质就会浮上来,
and they would scoop the impurities off,
他们就把这个杂质给,
and then when the gold cooled and was solid,
当这个金子又变成固体了,冷却了,
it would be more pure,
就更加的纯洁了,
its mixture is gone,
它里头的杂质就没了。
We could translate this verse this way.
我们可以这样子翻译这节经文啊。
Blessed are those who have no competing loyalties in their heart.
心里头没有竞争对手的人有福了。But
their heart is united in serving the Lord.
而他们的心是一心一意的。 服侍主,
their goal is in service to the Lord.
他们的精子是用来服侍主的。
He has their heart.
神得到了他们的心。
Their whole heart.
他们的全心。
Now, you may say to yourself, but I'm not that way.
你可能说,我不是这样的人。
All of us would have to say that to some degree.
其实我们每个人从某个程度都要承认,我们不是清心的。
How can God... What can we do so that God has more of our heart?
我们当做什么好叫神可以更多得到我们的心,全心?
What can we do so that we love God more?
我们当做什么好叫我们更加的爱神?
Well,
好,
I think this is the most biblical means of doing it.
我想最合乎圣经的途径是,
I love my wife more now than when I married her 22 years ago.
我现在爱我的妻子超过22年前我们刚结婚的时候。
Why?
为什么?
Because I have seen more of her virtue and more of her excellencies.
因为我越来越看到她的美德和她的良善。
And those virtues,
那些美德,
they draw out my affections.
把我的爱给吸引出来了。
How can we love God more?
我们怎么能够爱神更多呢?
The more we understand,
我们越认识他。
The more we see His virtue,
我们越看到他的美德,
the more we see His excellency,
越看到他的超越,
the more we behold His glory,
我们越仰望他的荣耀,
the more our affections will be drawn out to Him,
我们的爱心就会越被吸引出去,
and He will have more and more of our heart.
他就会越来越得到我们的爱情, 我们的心。
So in order for a church to love God more,
所以一个教会要更加的爱神的话,
they need to know more about who God is and what are His works.
他们需要更加认识神是谁和神所做的是什么。
And primarily more about God revealed in the person of Jesus Christ.
最主要的是神在耶稣基督里如何显明启示自己。
But in order for that to happen,
但是这样是要发生的话,
the preacher has to stop preaching foolishness.
传道人必须停止再讲那些乱七八糟无聊的事儿。
And a seriousness needs to return to the pulpit.
讲台必须要回归那严肃的事。
In which the preacher's greatest desire,
在他的讲道中, 这个传道人最大的欲望,
is to make Christ known to the people.
是把基督向百姓彰显出来。
To reveal Christ's glory to the people.
把基督的荣耀向百姓显明出来。
That the people's affections might be drawn out to Christ.
好叫老百姓的爱情能够被基督吸引出来。
And if Christ has their heart,
如果基督得到他们的心,
they will be an obedient people.
他们就会成为一群顺命的儿女。
Now look what it says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
看看这怎么说, 清心人有福了, 因为他们必得见神。
It doesn't say, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall prosper.
这里没有说, 清心人有福了, 因为他们必成功丰盛发达。
Or they shall be healed.
或者就得医治, 没有。
Or they shall get everything they desire in this life.
或者他们心想事成, 要什么就有什么, 今生就发达, 没有。
Because all those things are nothing.
因为这些事都算不得什么。
The pure in heart get exactly what they want.
清心的人会得到他们所要得到的东西。
And they want one thing above everything else.
他们只要一件事超越其他任何事。
To behold the beauty of God.
就是看见神的荣美。
See that?
看到吗?
They're pure in heart.
他们是清心的人。
Their heart only wants one thing.
他们的心只求一件事。
God.
神。
And they get exactly what they want.
他们就得到了他们想要得到的那些东西。
Never forget this.
永远不要忘记。
God gives men the desires of their heart.
神会使人心想事成的。
And that may be the most terrifying truth in the Bible.
也许是整本圣经最吓人的一个真理。
You say, why is that bad?
你说这有什么可怕的?
Let me tell you.
让我告诉你。
What did the Pharisees desire?
法利赛人想要得什么?
They desired to be respected and honored by other men.
法利赛人想要被别人尊重，别人看高。
And what did God do?
神做什么?
He gave them their reward in full.
神就给他们想要得的赏赐，丰丰富富给了他们。
They were respected and honored by men.
的确，他们被世人尊重，被世人高看。
And then they died and went to hell for crucifying His Son.
结果，他们硬着。 钉死他的儿子，就下地狱灭亡了。God
just may give you the desires of your heart.
神也许叫你如愿以偿。Remember
that young preacher I was telling you about?
你记得我跟你讲的那个传道人。God 神
would not let him start another church like those other two churches.
不容让他像头两次一样开始另一个教会。
God,
神,
in grace,
在他的恩典中,
did not give him the desire of his heart.
叫他不能如愿以偿,
but God, in his grace, began to change his heart.
但神在恩典中开始改变他的心,
so that all that young man wanted was God.
好叫那个年轻人唯一所渴望的只有神。
And now he has nothing.
如今他一无所有,
but God.
那是神,
and he's much more satisfied now than before.
他现在比从前满足的多了。
Be careful what you desire.
小心你所要的是什么。
Because you just might get it.
因为你可能
And even as Christians,
就算基督徒,
our desires can become wayward. And God in love will discipline us.
神在他的爱中会管教我们。
How?
怎么管教?
He'll give us our desire.
他会叫我们心想事成,
He'll give us our desire until it's coming out of our nose.
直到我们满足到一个地步, 我们的鼻孔里头冒出来了,
until we're sick of what we desire.
直到我们厌烦我们所要的东西。
Not because he hates us.
不是因为他恨我们,
but because he loves us.
恰恰相反呢, 因为他爱我们。
And he wants to show us.
他要让我们看到,
that something's happened to us.
有些事发生在我们身上什么?
We're new creatures.
我们现在是新造的人。
And no one.
没有任何人,
Nothing
任何东西,
can satisfy us.
如今可以满足我们了,
but Christ.
唯独基督可以满足。
Remember Israel?
记得以色列吗?
Oh, they wanted quail, didn't they?
他们想要吃鹌鹑,
he gave them quail.
神就给他们很多肉,
till they were sick of quail.
直到他们厌烦了, 恶心了。
Because there's only one who can truly satisfy.
因为只有一位能够真正满足我们,
that is Christ.
就是基督。
Let me explain it this way.
让我这么讲好了。
If you are a Christian, truly a Christian,
如果你真是一个基督徒的话,
you have been regenerated by the Holy Spirit.
已经被圣灵重生了,
you have become a new creature.
你成了一个新造的人了,
with new affections.
你现在有新的情感了,
your affections now are so high.
你的欲望跟情感如今是如此崇高,
that nothing can satisfy you on this earth.
世上的任何东西都不能够满足那个崇高的,
the only thing that can satisfy those affections you now have is Christ.
如今唯独基督能够满足你的欲望。
You see that?
看到吗?
I teach a lot on marriage.
我常常教导婚姻。
And sometimes I hear preachers say that your wife completes you.
我常常听到传道人说,你的妻子呢,这个使你能够完全。
That she makes you whole.
它使你能够取长补短,使你完美。
She completes you.
它叫你能够补足你。
If your wife can complete you,
如果你的妻子能够补足你,
and fully satisfy you,
完全满足你的话,
then you're not a Christian.
你就不是基督徒了。
If your husband can complete you perfectly,
或者你的丈夫能够叫你满足完全成全了,
and satisfy you completely,
叫你一无所缺的话,
you're not a Christian.
你就不是基督徒。
One of the reasons why marriages break up,
其中一原因婚姻会破裂,
is because the man or woman is saying, they don't complete me.
因为这个男人或女人说, 他不能满足我, 他不能使我的完全,
they don't satisfy me.
他不能够成全我,
they don't fulfill me completely.
他不能够完全使我成全,
no one can if you're a Christian.
如果你是基督徒, 没人能够满足你,
except God.
神之外, 没有人。
All the other fountains are dry.
其他的井都是枯干的井。
Now I love my wife.
我很爱我妻子。
And I would not want to live without her.
我没她我几乎活不下去。
But my wife,
但我的妻子,
she cannot fill every hole in my life.
她不可能满足我生命中的每个漏洞。
And I cannot fill every hole in hers.
我也不可能完全满足她。
Only God.
唯独神可以。
Now, let's go on quickly.
继续快快的。
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God.
第九节, 使人和睦的人有福了, 因为他们必称为神的儿子。
Paul says that we have been reconciled,
保罗说我们已经与神和好了,
and we have been given the ministry of reconciliation.
神也赐给我们那个使人和好的服饰。
A peacemaker is not the same as a pacifist.
一个使人和睦的人不是一个消极的, 不参战者。
A pacifist is someone who just sits there and watches the war go on and does nothing.
这个消极的参战者是坐在那儿旁观别人打仗，就是隔岸观火。
A pacifist is someone who sees problems in the church and doesn't do anything.
一个被动的旁观者是一个坐在那儿就是隔岸观火，啥都不干的。
A pacifist is someone who sees other believers in sin and never says anything.
一个消极的不参战的人是看到别人犯罪啥都不说，假装没看到。
A pacifist is a pastor who will never preach on sin and never rebuke the people for sin.
一个消极的不参战者是看到教会里头有罪，从来不讲罪，也不责备罪。
A peacemaker.
而一个使人和睦的呢?
Is someone who works and will even fight for peace.
是一个为和睦努力，甚至为和睦征战的人。
A peacemaker is someone who realizes that as long as there is sin, there can be no peace.
一个使人和睦的是，他知道只要有罪在，不可能有真正的和平。
I remember one time preaching in this church.
我记得有一次在这个教会讲道。
And it was a great celebration.
在一个教会啊，正在庆祝一件事。
And there were other preachers who preached before me.
在我之前呢，有别的传道人先讲了道。
And they all got up and they preached beautiful messages.
他们都站起来讲美好的信息。
Of encouragement.
要鼓励人呐。
Telling the people how wonderful they were.
告诉他们你们真是美好的百姓啊。
How wonderful the church was.
这个教会真是好啊。
But I knew for a fact.
但是我知道,
the church was full of idolatry. The church was full of adultery.
甚至淫乱的事,
greed.
还有贪婪,
fornication.
还有这些婚前的乱七八糟的,
and so I got
男男女女,
and that's what I preached.
我就讲罪,
and I called the people to repentance.
我叫老百姓悔改,
a war broke out.
结果世界大战爆发。
But who was the peacemaker?
但是谁是使人和睦的?
There could be no peace for that church.
那个教会不可能有和睦的。
As long as they were in terrible rebellion against God.
只要教会里头有那可怕的反叛、悖逆、罪恶，不可能有和睦。
And those other preachers?
其他那些传道人呢?
They were acting like false prophets.
他们就像假师傅一样。
They were saying peace, peace, where there is no peace.
他们在喊叫平安了，平安了，其实没有平安。
They were applauded.
别人都,
I was hated.
鼓励他们, 结果, yeah,
they said I had no love.
他们说我没爱心,
it was love that demanded that I do it.
其实正是爱,
they said those other preachers were so full of love.
他们说,
yes, they were full of love for themselves.
是的,
but they didn't love you. They wanted your applause.
他们要的是你的掌声。
They wanted your money.
要的是你的钱。
They wanted you to like them.
他们要的是你们喜欢他们。
I want you to be saved.
而我要你得救。
You see the difference?
看到这两者不同吗?
There's a great difference.
天渊之别。
Now look what he says.
再看看他说什么。
Verse 10.
第十节。
Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when people insult you and persecute you and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great, for in the same way they persecuted the prophets who were before you.
10到13节。 为义受逼迫人有福了，因为天国是他们的。 人若因我辱骂你们、逼迫你们、捏造各样的坏话、毁谤你们，你们就有福了。应当欢喜快乐，因为你们在天上的赏赐是大的。在你以前的先知，人也是这样逼迫他们。Now
remember，
好，记得
，We are to be persecuted，
我们会受逼迫
，because we live righteously，
因为我们活在公义中
，and we speak righteously，
我们说公道的话。
We are not to be persecuted.
我们不要因着
because of our own sin.
我们自己犯罪受逼迫
because of our own bad attitude.
不要因着我们坏的心态、不好的态度受逼迫
because we are rude.
因为我们对人不礼貌受逼迫
If people persecute us,
如果有人逼迫我们
it should be because of Christ.
唯一是因着 应该是因着基督的缘故
and not because of some moral flaw in us.
而不是因为我们身上有什么道德的缺陷。不。
I remember when I was pastoring years and years ago, I was just a boy.
很多年前我还年轻的时候我在牧会啊。
It's probably, I don't know, 29 years old.
也许我那时候29岁吧，差不多。
And one of the members came up to me.
其中一个会友来见我。
And he said to the whole congregation,
他跟整个会众说,
pray for me. I'm being so persecuted in my work.
在我的工作单位上，我大受逼迫。
And he went on talking about how persecuted he was.
他继续告诉大家，人家怎么逼迫他，恶待他。
Actually, he wasn't a member.
其实他不是我们教会的会员。
He would just come and visit our church.
他不过是我们教会一个探访的。
But I knew his life.
但我知道他生命。
I knew what he was like.
我知道他是什么样德性。
And I knew what he did at work.
我知道他在工作上是怎么样的，怎么表现。
So afterwards, I went to him.
是事后呢，我去见他。
And I said,
我说,
suffering persecution, huh?
你在受苦受难啊，受逼迫啊。
Yes, Pastor.
他说没错，牧师。
I said, do you know why you're suffering persecution?
我说，你知道你为什么受逼迫吗？
He said, why?
我说为什么？
I said, because you are absolutely the most lazy human being I have ever met in my life.
他说，因为你是我全世界所碰到的最懒的一个人。
And if I was your boss,
如果我是你老板的话,
I would fire you.
我早就把你开除了，叫你下岗。
You are not being persecuted for righteousness.
你不是为义受逼迫。
You are persecuted because you are lazy.
你乃是因着太懒了，所以活该受逼迫。
You are slothful.
你懒惰。
And in the early church, that was considered one of the seven deadly sins.
在起初教会, 这是人认为是七个最可怕的罪恶之一。
Then I know a lot of street preachers.
我也知道很多在街上传福音的人。
And they preach on the streets.
他们在大街上传福音。
And there are some really good ones.
其中有些很好的,
but there are some really bad ones.
也有些很糟糕的。
They get persecuted every night.
他们每个晚上都受逼迫,
but not necessarily because of the gospel.
不是因为他们传福音受逼迫,
it's because they're rude to people.
乃是因为他们对人太不礼貌,
we shouldn't be that way.
我们不应该这样遭逼迫。
If I'm preaching,
如果我在讲道,
and prostitutes come in that are dressed horribly,
一些妓女进来, 穿得破破烂, 或者穿得太过分了。
I'm not going to point them out.
我不会指出他们。
I'm not going to start talking about short dresses.
我不会说你看你穿那么短了。
They don't need me to scold them.
他们没必要由我来责备他们。
They need me to share the gospel with them.
他们需要我把福音传给他们。
It's not going to save people just to stand on the street corner and call them names.
你站在大街上骂这个骂这个指这个错这个错，你救不了他们。
But to tell them the good news.
我们乃需要告诉他们福音，好消息。
And yes, we must talk about sin.
是当然，我们必须要讲到罪的问题。
But there's ways to do that in love.
但是我们可以用爱心讲到罪呀。
And there's ways to do that in hate.
我们也可以用憎恨的心讲到罪呀。
See that?
看到这不同吗?
Extremely important.
这是非常重要的。
And so, yes, all those who seek to live a godly life will be persecuted.
是，凡在基督耶稣里敬虔度日的，都要受逼迫。
But we're to be persecuted for righteousness.
但是我们要因着义受逼迫。
Righteousness.
义。
You see that?
看到吗?
And in all things, love.
凡事我们都要以爱心对待。
Love.
爱心,
real biblical love,
真正的合乎圣经的爱心。
And another thing,
还有一件事啊,
we must always defend the gospel.
我们必须要捍卫福音。
But we must not always defend ourselves.
但是我们没必要总是捍卫自己。
The gospel is the important thing.
圣经才是，福音才是最重要。